Good afternoon. It is really good to be here with you. In Colossians chapter 1, of this church, verse 25, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. And he says, that is, this is the fully carrying out of the preaching of the word of God. That is, the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In chapter 2, he says in verse 1, I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance and understanding resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. Again, we've referenced this over the years that the solution to the fall of man, was a mystery. What kind of wisdom, what would that wisdom look like that could fix and undo the fall of Adam and Eve? Well, ultimately, the wisdom was manifested in the fact that the only solution for the fall was mankind's death and resurrection. A whole new creature was necessary. And the only way for that to accomplish is for God, in the person of his Son, to come to earth, become a human, and in becoming a human, carry all humanity into himself, reconcile us back to God as second Adam, because the first Adam missed it, crucify the old, and raise up in him, in Christ, Christ is the mystery, this new creature who has his relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, it is a mystery, it seems, but it's the simplest mystery in the world. It's so simple, as I mentioned yesterday, it just seems to go over people's head like it's something really deep. It's not really deep. It's meant for sheep to understand. It's so simple. We try to make things confusing, but the good news is simply Jesus. And the good news is that when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and take you to myself, because he's the place. He's the abiding place. So that where I am, there you be also. And then he goes on and says, for I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So it wasn't that Jesus took us by his hand and took us in the presence of the Father. He took us to himself. We were incorporated into his person, grafted into his person as the new man. And in his person, we have relationship with the Father. We mentioned that fact yesterday, the word vicarious. It's one of the most important words in the English language to understand the gospel. The word vicarious means to do something in your place and on your behalf, as you. That there would be a substitute who would be you and do and act in your place on your behalf. So as we were in Adam, when Adam sinned and his covenant with God was broken, and every human being was born in Adam, guilty of his sin, because he was our representative. He was acting in our place and on our behalf. So we inherited his condition of condemnation, and we inherited his nature. But in Christ, 1 Corinthians 15 says, He came as the second Adam, the second man, a life-giving spirit. He came and as second man, clothed in humanity, reconciled us back to God. Because clothed in my humanity and yours, he acted, he lived, died, and was rose again and ascended in your name, in your place, and on your behalf. So yesterday we talked about the fact that because of that, the one who said, in this world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. He lived on earth as you, in your place and on your behalf, and faced every temptation you'll ever face, and he overcame it. Joined to you, he now gladly shares his overcoming life, no matter what it is you may be facing. That's his life in us on earth. But what about our life in him in heaven? This is some amazing stuff. I've been pondering this a lot the last few days. This has been so much fun. You know why this is fun for me? Because a lot of the things that we've walked through lately is just not normal. Separation is not normal. Death is not normal. It's the last enemy that will be defeated. Eventually, we'll never die again. We'll never grieve again. We'll never mourn again. It's not normal. But Jesus is the truth, and so everything about him is normal. And so when you go through things that aren't normal, it's so important that you lean into him, that you don't lose your sense of identity, of your union with him, because he is the normal that will get you through everything that's abnormal. That's important. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 2 says. Therefore, remember, verse 11, that you formerly, you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now, in Christ Jesus, but now, you were separated. You were without God and no hope in this world. But now, in Christ. Because Christianity is the fact that you've been placed into the life of Christ. And therefore, Christ has been placed into the life of you. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near. He didn't say you were invited near. He didn't say you and him worked it out together to get near. He says, you were in Christ, you who were far off. You couldn't get farther away from God than when we were. He didn't run from us, but we ran from him. And he chased us ever since. You who are far off have been brought near through the death of Christ, the blood of Christ. For Jesus himself is our peace. You understand? Well, let me just read some more and you'll understand this better. Jesus himself is our peace, who made both groups, talking about the Jews and the Gentiles, into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity between us and God, which is the broken laws, our sins. So that in himself, because he took on our sins, he might make the two, now listen to this word, he might make the two, Jew and Gentile, into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body, the Jesus, to God, through the cross, by having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you. who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Jesus, we both have access, Jew or Gentile, in one spirit to the Father. Jesus said he's prepared a place for us. He would come and take us to himself, and he's that place. Because no one can get to the Father but through him. When he says that he's our peace, Jesus Christ is your peace with the Father. He says here, he made the two in the one new man. This is the cool part for me. This is what stokes my furnace. What little hair I have sets my hair on fire. Four of them. Is that there's one new man. There's one man that God deals with. One person. His name is Jesus. And he's human. He's 100% human and 100% God before the Father. And you're in union with that humanity. You hear me? So it's not like Jesus, well, I know that Jesus is close to the Father, but I can kind of slip away. I can do my thing. No, you are engrafted into his thing. He doesn't deal with TC and Jesus. He deals with Jesus. And TC's one with Jesus. You're accepted because he accepts this new man, this person, this new creation. The heart of the new creation is Christ. Christ is all and in all, it says. Listen to what he says. This is from Colossians. Colossians 3:11. Now listen to this. You laid aside the old self with its evil practices. You've put on the new self who is being renewed. You're discovering, you're learning, your mind's being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. That's your self-image. Jesus is your self-image. A renewal in which there's no distinction between Greek or Jew or uncircumcised barbarian, no matter what your past has been, no matter what your religion was, Scythians were worse than barbarians, or slave, no matter how bad you've been mistreated, no matter how abusive your life was growing up, no matter how terrible things were, slave or free man, but Christ is all and in all. And hear what he says again. He talks about being renewed to a true knowledge of this new self, according to the image of Jesus. A renewing of your mind to understanding who you are as the new self. He says, here's the heart of the new self. Christ is all and in all. I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. We don't have an independent relationship with the Father. We have a personal relationship with the Father through Christ. He can no more reject you than he could reject Jesus. He is at peace with you as he is with Jesus. Jesus is our peace. Do you make sense to you? He is the heart of the new self. And I stand before the Father and have intimate fellowship with him by the Spirit, because I get to enjoy Jesus' fellowship with the Father and all the wonders of that. For my life, I died, and my life is hidden with Christ in God. So what does this mean when Jesus said, I've taken you to myself, that where I am, you'll be also? It means the one who's overcome the world gladly shares his overcoming life with us on earth. And the one who is at peace with the Father the one who is face to face at peace with the Father, can never be rejected, can never be turned away, can never be anything but adored, celebrated, and rejoiced in. That's where you are also. Because God deals with one human, and that's Jesus, and you're clothed in his humanity. That's why it says that there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus mediates God to you, and he mediates you to God. And it all happens in him. He's the gospel. I don't know what you're going through today, but Jesus is the good news for you. Jesus is the good news about you. While you're facing some situations that make you feel kind of overwhelmed, guess what? Jesus is your good news because he lives in you as the overcomer. You don't have to see, he sees. You don't have to know how it's going to work out, he knows how it's going to work out. That's why you can do all things. It doesn't say through, it says in Christ who strengthens you. You feel separated from God or distant from God, or you blew it and the enemy's trying to accuse you. You got to work your way back into this place. That's a lie. Jesus is the truth about you, even when you fail. And that is that he's your peace with God. He's your intimacy with God. He's your nearness with God. I don't have to try to back through the back door, back up to his presence. Jesus, you can't get closer to the Father than Jesus is, and that's where you are. Because you're one with his humanity. And that's the human being he deals with. This one new self. I don't know if that, here's what I think. I can't be saying it right or the top of your heads would be coming off. You'd be dancing around like Pentecostals. I'm trying to change, transform your perspective of who you are. There's one new self, and that's Jesus. And you're in union with that new self, that humanity, the human God, Jesus. You don't have to work through forever years about your self-image. That's your self-image. That's how things have turned out for you. You don't have to forever keep digging up the same thing that hurt you years ago that you think cost you. You know what happened? You who were far off because of all that stuff, the enemy didn't win. You were grafted into Christ, and he's so healthy, and he's so healthy emotionally and mentally. You're grafted into that humanity, the overcomer, and you are in, have his relationship with the Father. You can't be dirty, he's not dirty. You can't be undeserving because he's not undeserving. You with me? All true inner healing is seeing that and repenting of false mindset. That's why we're transformed, the renewing of our mind. What's the renewing of our mind? They realize that there's one new self. One, the second Adam. There was the first man, now there's the second man. And that man has grafted me into himself. And I have that man's relationship with humanity and with God. That's the magic. That's the mystery. That's the wisdom of God for the fall of man. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.